Большое спасибо.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I would like to make a brief announcement relating to our national practice in relation to Protocol 5. Should I do this now or at some time later?
Еще раз.
So, once again, thank you very much and allow me to congratulate you on your election to this position. Allow me to assure you of the full support of our delegation. Belarus has regularly submitted its report on the implementation of its obligations under Protocol 5. From the time of its declaration of independence, there has been no armed conflict on the territory of Belarus. However, the problem of detecting and neutralizing the explosive remnants of war remaining after the First and the Second World Wars is a problem that remains topical for Belarus. In 2017, 45,618 units of explosive devices were detected and neutralized. Demining was carried out, including in riverbeds and in the wetlands. Since 1945, altogether, there were over 27.5 million units of explosive devices that were detected and neutralized in our country. The clearance of the territory from explosive mines is carried out by experts in demining from the armed forces and the forces of the Ministry of Internal Affairs of the Republic of Belarus. The armed forces of Belarus have 30 different demining units, including underwater demining units. They carry out monitoring and collect information relating to the identification of explosives devices, and there is preventive work that is carried out with the population. In 2017 alone, there were over 100,000 persons who participated in preventive action, and this includes several thousands of school children. Measures that were taken have turned out to be effective on the whole. And this is borne out by the statistics of explosions involving persons. In 2017, there was only one such case. At the same time, there is still a need to receive technical assistance in order to properly equip the demining units. And that includes protective suits and other equipment. In particular, we have a distinct need for modern equipment that should be used by the underwater demining units. This equipment is essential to allow us to more effectively carry out our obligations under Protocol 5. I thank you for your attention.